Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, yes, ma'am. I'm 40-something on my AT&T phone, and I got a notice saying I could get a free phone, just pay $7.95 shipping. Then I read small print, and they're going to be charging me $200 for membership or something. I don't agree to that, and I want to cancel that $200 charge they're going to charge me.
So you've already paid the shipping and handling?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's your name, ma'am?
Terry Everett.
And what's your zip code?
77536.
And will you verify your email address, please?
terrymen40@gmail.com.
All right. I have located an account, and it is loading that information. Let's see. It does show a charge for $7.95 shipping and handling for that smartwatch, but we can go ahead and cancel that subscription for you, and I do have a cancellation number if you would like to write that down.
Oh, yes, I do. But are they going to cancel the watch too? Or?
Yes, ma'am.
And so will I get that $7.95 back too?
Correct.
That doesn't seem fair. You should tell us that up front. Okay, cancellation number.
It is C as in Charlie.
C as in cat?
C, yes. 260.
260.
462.
462.
932.
932.
Yes, ma'am.
What I understood when I read it, that I would still get the watch, but just not, I didn't have to be involved in that other $200, whatever that was for.
Okay, well, yeah, so see, you called before the watch was even shipped out. So once we canceled it, you know, that cancels the watch out as well.
Well, that's not fair. But I didn't even know $200 coming out of my account either because I'm on disability and I don't have that kind of money.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I will warn people about this. This is very misleading. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great night.
Thank you.